morning and welcome to Jewish Faith and Jewish Facts. I'm Rabbi Stephen Garten, speaking to you from Ottawa, Canada. Longtime listeners of our program know that it is common for me to introduce a darshan, an interpreter from the world of biblical study, to help us unpack the parasha, the weekly reading that's offered in synagogues throughout the Jewish world. This week, we're going to change up and not look at the book of Exodus, the second parasha, where the community would be reading in synagogue. For those of you who want to follow the cycle of weekly readings, you can look up the parasha Va'era, which is the second parasha in the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus. This week, we're going to look at somebody who initiated the cycle of public reading of the Torah. We're going to look at the individuals known as Ezra and his compatriot Nehemiah. I will not say more about that and leave it to our interpreter of biblical text, Rabbi Stephen Simcha Bob, who served as senior rabbi of Congregation Eitz Chaim in Lombard, Illinois for 35 years. In July 2016, he became the congregation's rabbi emeritus. He received a BA at the University of Minnesota and received a Master's of Hebrew Letters at the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, where he was also ordained a rabbi. In addition to his activities as a congregational rabbi, he is currently an adjunct faculty member at Wheaton College and Elmhurst University, where he's founder of the Holocaust Education Program. Rabbi Bob has produced two books. The first one, known as Jonah and the Meaning of Our Lives, was published by the Jewish Publication Society in 2016. Rather, that's his second book. His first book on Jonah, called Go to Nineveh, Commentaries of Rashi, Abraham Ibn Ezra, David Kimchi,